The U.S. Geological Survey in La Crosse is conducting the research project that will run throughout the summer. Randy Hines is the Outreach and Partnership Coordinator for USGS. Hines says more than 70% of native freshwater mussels are extinct, endangered, or threatened. Therefore, he says it's important to track them while they draw down the river's levels in the Winona to Trempealeau area.
They're going to be tracking them weekly. What our guess is that mussels either will try to move to deeper water and outrun a drawdown, or they will burrow down and ride out the low water period.
Mary Stefanski is the Winona District Manager for the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. She says they provided about $12,000 for the project, plus another $6,000 for equipment.
What they're doing is putting little tiny radio transmitters on the mussels and releasing them, and then going back and tracking them to find out with, you know, the radio antennas, finding out if they're moving.
Stefanski says there's been concern that drawdowns of the river may be destroying mussels. Hines says the role they play is often misunderstood.
The mussels typically are a good indicator of water and sediment quality. The mussels filter the water and remove pollution and particles out of the water. They also biotransform nutrients and make them available for other species.
Both say they hope to continue drawdowns because they help restore the river's natural habitats. Stefanski says research findings should be available sometime this October. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.